This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, this is not the morning after, but the morning after the morning after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we promised the morning after, but... Wait, did we promise the morning after?
Yeah, but the America wasn't ready for us yet.
Yeah. Look, I mean, rules were made to be broken. That much is clear. Nothing, yeah, nothing gold can stay. Words mean nothing. Yada, yada, et cetera, et cetera.
So
on and so forth.
Right off the bat, how do you feel right now at the time of recording? We should say, just to paint the picture, Biden is leaning towards 264 electoral votes, depending on if you're counting Arizona or not. Mm-hmm. Still waiting to see if Nevada or Pennsylvania or Georgia tip in his flavor
right.
for the win.
Michigan has been called. It's a roller coaster. I think I'm feeling every emotion. Most of all, obsessed and anxious, I would say. Obsessively anxious.
Yeah,
nonstop,
I know.
Looking at my phone, looking at any data that I can find, any kind of information, any new thing that I can learn.
Yeah, morsels of, they just moved it from 93% reported in Georgia to 94. Let me compare it. Oh, it moved 61,000 votes. How much are left?
Yeah, Where's Mariscopa? Where are the returns?
When is the data dump happening?
So there's a lot of that, and I think I don't know. I guess like a little bit despondent in a sense. I'm trying to recalibrate my brain, which there was every single permutation running through it, but I had a great hope that it was going to be like a landslide, an early night, a huge rebuke of Trump, and I would have felt really good, and I would be like celebrating today. I was hopeful that was going to be the outcome. I think the worst case scenario one did not happen. Worst case scenario, a legitimate Trump win didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
But we're in like scenario number two that I also didn't want, but might still end up okay.
That's right. But one, it was so needed that like it's not like one and one B. It's like one and then also two, three, and four, and then five for me was also the Senate.
Oh wow. Yeah. I mean I guess maybe my brain has recalibrated a little bit. Like I'm sad about the Senate. I really wanted like McConnell, Graham, and Collins out. I wanted
that'd have been cool.
I wanted Doug Jones to get reelected, but
yeah,
I think once I realized that we might lose the presidency, I it's just like all hands on deck for this one victory.
All right, let's rewind to the top. It's 6:37 p.m. East Coast time yesterday, and they're starting to like release Indiana and Kentucky, and they're like, but Trump is up, but not as much as he used to be. And then you're like, oh, that's a good sign. Then they start releasing Florida, and it's like, oh, he's doing actually better than Hillary here. I'm like, okay, all right. Hey, if Florida goes, this is a wrap. By 8 p.m., we can all get dinner together.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Optimism at an all-time high at that point. I'm like, oh, I came into here sort of cautiously optimistic. Biden is doing well in the polls. If he's going to win Florida, I mean, forget about it. Right. The rest of them are going to follow suit.
Until we saw Miami-Dade.
Miami fucked us, quite frankly.
I will never go to Florida.
The Cuban vote.
I'm done. I don't care for Florida. Sorry. I'm sorry. That state has become an Alabama. It's not worth us. And this was the problem for me, is that I let Florida set the tone for the night. I think if I had taken Florida off the table, like if I was like, Florida's a foregone conclusion, it will be red, just the same way I feel about like any of those deep southern states.
Yeah.
Then you start to be like, okay, so like, let's just, I don't know, you can be patient and watch the actual votes come in from like these places where Biden is now winning. You know, that would be good. But because Florida was such a bellwether for the way the entire election was going to go, and Trump outperformed the polls so much in Florida, it felt like, just like 2016, it felt all of a sudden like we were losing the election again, just like 2016. I was getting like triggered by like that fucking projection on CNN and MSNBC. Like, that's fucking noise.
Yeah, you know what really fucked with people and like literally like swung millions of dollars on betting sites was the New York Times needle. People really trust the needle. And when the needle starts moving, because that's what people remember from the 2016, they're like, ooh, the needle had it first. Yeah. And then you start looking at the needle for Georgia, Florida, and what was the other state that had?
North Carolina?
Yeah, those three. It was like, all Trump likely needs Trump. These ones. Likely Trump. Yeah, and you're like, oh no, the needle. I remember this feeling. And suddenly, when the early returns in the Midwest came in, it's like, Trump is also winning in Michigan and Ohio, and oh my God, it's fucking happening again. Yeah. And you're sending me real estate in Queensland. You're sending me A-frames in Canada.
Yeah.
You're going
That A-frame is in Noosa.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I'm all in on Noosa.
Yeah.
I want to move to Australia, but maybe I won't have to.
That's when that was the low point. It was like around, I think it must have been like 9, 10, 11 p.m. Pacific time here. So it was like around midnight your time. Everything started to feel exactly like 2016. Yeah. And then only the polls gave us more hope. It's like, what? No, Biden was up 11 in Michigan. Biden was up 9 in Pennsylvania. Why was he down? How is he down 8? Are they cheating? What the fuck is happening?
Right. The polls are like, they're always wrong just enough for Trump to win. That's what we need to learn. Like,
yes. Like, why? Why is it off by that exact amount to make it an 11,000 vote lead?
Well, first of all, all the votes are not counted yet. So maybe by the time the votes are all counted, it will be a similar polling error to 2016, or it might be smaller. Like, it,
I don't think
so. We don't know what the final polling thing is going to be. We don't know what it's going to be. It was very big in Florida.
Yeah, big, but until huge error in Florida.
Huge error in Florida.
Yes.
Major. But I think the other ones might be more in line with the 2016 polling error, which
so fucking fix the
bad
polling error. No more.
The thing that the thing that has to be fixed is the fixation on the polls. Like, you don't have to care about them. You don't have, like, I think they exist and they should exist for the campaigns to decide where they should spend their money and where they should go. But they are not for us.
Yeah.
They are not for us to look at and to be like, good, we're in good shape here. It's not for us. It's for like internal people. We cannot care or think that we're safe because of the polls, because we are not.
This is where I differ with some of my Twitter friends. A lot of people are mad at Nate Silver, and I sort of go to bat for Nate Silver. People hate Nate Silver.
I love Nate Silver.
Okay, so we're on the same page. I'm like, Nate is not polling. He's aggregating the polls. You're reading what he's compiling, and you just are mad because he's telling you what the range of outcomes is. I think that's fine. But people are like, fuck you, you're wrong, you keep giving us hope, or you're saying one thing and another thing happens. By the way, he said 90% chance Biden was going to win, and Biden is probably going to win. That's where we're at right now. So he wasn't wrong, and he was analyzing some pretty incorrect polls. So that's pretty good, I think.
And he was also saying, like, exactly the path that Trump had. Like, he was saying, he said that, like, 10 to 15% chance of winning is very small, but it's not impossible. And the places where it was close were all of these swing states and all of these battleground states. And yeah, I don't know. It, like, people are mad at Nate Silver. I remember being mad at him in 2016 when it felt like he was casting more doubt on the like Clinton's chances than other people. And I'm like, just stop it with your, like, just fucking admit that this dude's going to lose so I can feel better. yeah. And then he won, and then people were mad that he got it wrong. So I don't think he can win.
We read the polls for peace of mind, and then when it gives it to us, we're mad that we were duped this whole time. Like, did you want me to feel this level of anxiety? I can't. I can't sleep for 3 hours a night every night for 4 years straight. So at least I was lied to for 4 years.
God, and I was just thinking today about how long 4 years feels. Like, for 4 years has been a long time. We can't do it again. We cannot do it again.
The morning after Trump feels like the last episode we recorded, which is a pretty fun listen to because we are despondent during it. Mm-hmm. I think slightly better this time around. It feels like 10 years has passed since then, and also like 2 weeks. And of the last 4 years, I felt like half of it was yesterday. Yesterday morning feels like 3 months ago. I don't even remember what I was doing.
Time truly has no meaning at all whatsoever.
So while this is happening, you're not tuned into the betting aspect of it, but I was like, oh, I bet on some Biden earlier on, and I'm like tracking the Vegas odds, basically, like how he's doing amongst gamblers, because those guys don't give a shit about polls. It's just about like what's actually being bet on. Mm. And before, when the Midwest was trending to Trump, and he had taken Florida, and he was gonna take Ohio, he went from a like 2-to-1 favorite to a 4-to-1 underdog. $100 bet on Biden would have won you $400. Basically, Vegas was saying there's a 25% chance Biden's gonna win. Jesus, and I'm like, oh my God, Christ. It's happening again. It's happening. And then do you remember where things started to turn around a little bit?
I mean, Arizona, when Arizona closed, and it seemed like Biden could flip Arizona.
Yep. That was it.
Yeah, I think that was the big one. And then, I mean, just knowing that some of the, like the Midwest, like blue wall states, didn't have anything reported from their like main cities, and that Trump was like outperforming, or sorry, Trump was underperforming and Biden was overperforming in some of those counties.
That was a good moment. Which wall guy, which interactive mapsman were you watching the most? Who stole your heart?
You know, I am a Kornacki head. I was on MSNBC.
MSNBC.
I think like there was, who's the CNN guy is, what's his name? John
Gray, I think.
Yeah, he's really good. I like him a lot. But I don't like the other CNN coverage as much. I like MSNBC because I just love Kornacki. I'm a major Kornacki. He's zaddy to me.
Yeah.
And then
I was the other way. I was more CNN. And then when CNN was down, I flipped over to MSNBC.
Oh, yeah. I was the other way. I think I was on just like straight up NBC for a second. I was watching Chuck Todd control their wall. And I'm like, no. Chuck Todd is not a wall guy. You don't get the screen. You aren't screen boy. You're like usually interview boy.
Boom. Yeah. You got to be a guy who's dexterous, hitting counties, showing me like whenever I wanted to know how did Hillary do, boom, we're seeing how Hillary does.
And like these guys, they are, it's so like, they love it so much that like even when it like cuts away, you still see Kornacki like just fucking all over the place. Like he's just curious himself, even when he's not reporting.
So they're showing stuff like Biden's doing great in Arizona. In fact, and it's like after Florida fucked us, after Texas didn't go blue, I'm like, he's just gonna sweep the southern states. Like Arizona has no chance. And they're like, you know what? Biden is doing pretty fucking well here, but they were still so nervous to call it for him. And Fox News of all people were like, yep, Arizona Biden. Whoa. What? That's a little early, don't you think? Fox News, is this like a reverse
other places
jinx?
Still haven't even called it yet, right?
Yes. A lot New of places Times has not called it.
Right.
CNN has not called it.
538
Fox
hasn't
News.
Called it.
Fox News not only called it, they got reprimanded for it. And this guy went on Fox News and was like, I think he's clinched it. It's over. He's not going to lose. So he's like, not only he called it, he got pushback and he fucking doubled down. He's so sure of it.
That guy should be president.
So then I'm like, oh, okay, things are starting to flip. And then we hear about the biggest fucking revelation of all, these Midwestern states. Oh, by the way, they haven't counted any of their mail-in yet. They haven't counted any of your absentee. So it's not like we're hoping for 60-40 Biden because it's a 60-40 Biden county. These are like 95-5 for Biden. Like No Republican does mail-in, I guess, in Milwaukee.
The whole thing like makes me realize how orchestrated it must have been from Trump, right? Like he's been casting doubt on the mail-in for such a long time. Like did he see this far ahead, or does he just do crazy shit and it works out and he like grasps onto it? Because this does seem like there was like some forethought. It's like, yes, same day turnout trended Republican, and we're counting the absentee ballots, and now Trump is trying to like pause that. But like,
yeah, not only that, but I read some tweets that like Republican lawmakers were the ones that even dictated the order. Like Michigan's like, we should count these absentee first, or like we should count the mail-in earlier. And I don't know how it worked detail wise, but I guess Republican lawmakers were the one who was like, no, count that last, so that, you know, it's exactly what
it's crazy.
That clip of Bernie Sanders on TV explaining exactly what would happen. This red mirage, Trump will say that he won, and then votes will come in and he'll claim that they're fraudulent and want to fight it in the Supreme Court.
So that's what's happening right now. And what is going to be determined is, I guess, one who wins legitimately.
Yep.
And if it's Biden, it's still not over. Like,
yeah, there's relief, but there's not like celebration yet, because Trump is like, yeah, we'll go to the Supreme Court. And you're like, oh, can he do that? I don't know enough about the government.
Yeah, I don't know either. But I the one thing that I'm fearful of is that every batshit crazy thing he's tried to do does work.
Yep.
Like,
yeah.
It doesn't. How is it possible that is ever, every single time? Every single time we're like, you can't do that. Like, don't worry, he can't actually do that. It's like, well, it's happening. Did you see that it's happening? Like, he can't. Yeah, he can't claim victory. It's like, oh, he's all right. That's what's happening. He's doing that. Like, all right, but like that doesn't actually mean anything. He can't just like take it to court. It's like, you sure he filed a Supreme Court thing to take it to Pennsylvania? What if he wins? It's like, all right, he won't.
Yeah, right, he won Pennsylvania, but he can't do it in Georgia. All right, he did it in Georgia.
So I still feel nervous that can happen. But I'm also, I guess, how do you feel about just like the state of America? We'll come back to like day of.
Nearly like one level above the lowest level. The lowest level would be Trump winning again. And then like one level above that is Biden having to squeak out a very close contested battle in which Trump has gained votes since 2016. That's I'm sad for the future. I'm despondent about our broken country still.
Because the weird thing is like you see a lot of like crazy ass MAGA people and you're like, oh, they're not all like that. But then they almost must be, because those are the mascots. Those are like the main people. Those are the guys on the team.
Yeah, but they must not. I mean, he's going to get 68 to 70 million votes, you know, 40 fucking percent of the country. No, less than that. There's 400 million.
Not
20% of the country.
Yeah.
Yeah. 40%, 48% of the voting number. They don't all go to the rallies, do they?
They don't all go to the rallies, but I'll tell you what, you know, like what comment I really am fully behind at this point? Remember when Hillary said the bucket of deplorables,
yeah,
or basket of deplorables, and everyone was like, that's a huge mistake, you should not have done that. Like, you, yes, 100% there, yes, there's not,
yeah,
there's not like there, yeah, they're a dumpster of deplorables. They're fully all deplorable. You well, can't I think, like the guy. You cannot vote for him.
And I think there's a lot of casual Trump fans. It's like almost like if you liken it to a sports metaphor. Not every football fan is painting their face and going into the goal line and fucking right. crushing beers, but a lot of them are silently rooting for home because they hate the other team. So I think there's a lot of rich, white, normal people who are like, Trump is fucking crazy, man. I mean, he's nuts, but like, I'm not gonna let a socialist run America, so he's got my vote.
Right. So, but like, and even at that point, they have to be a little crazy. Because like, if you studied anything, you would know that Biden is not like the far liberal left that people are like afraid of. He's not one of the crazy Democrats like Trump is trying to say. Like,
no.
How can you be a reasonable person and be like, I don't like Trump, but I really don't want a freak show like Joe Biden in there. He's been in Congress. He's been in the Senate for 47 years. What are you talking about?
He's very pro-police. I think people are afraid of him dying or going away soon and giving it to Kamala Harris, who's like, a woman gasp of color. Oh, no, it's over. That's what the socialists are. That's what the uber-liberal elite want. And I got to stop it with my vote. And I'm not going to tell a pollster I'm racist because they'll judge me. So I'll just quietly go about voting for Trump.
I guess I'm like, what I wished happened was that the vast majority of the country rebuked the president. That's what I want. But
I mean, it didn't happen. Should have been like, who looked at the last 4 years and was like, I have no notes. In fact, I prefer it that way. Like with climate change, you can deny it and say, oh, who knows what'll happen in 40 years. Coronavirus, I thought, was like, all right, this is climate change in hyperspeed. It's happening right now. 1,000 people died. He just said, nobody's dying. That's like, wrong. He doesn't get my vote.
Take your pick of literally any issue. Like, if you don't, it's true, any issue at all. All you have to do is just look at who the president is and be like, he riles up people around this issue. Like, a president is just supposed to try to unite people. That is it. Just try to like calm things down, keep things copacetic, a steady hand at the wheel. It feels like we had for America's never ever been perfect, but it feels like we had like a car that was pretty good. It had its quirks, a weird history. It was like in a flood or something, but it was working. It was fine. It was a good car that we loved. And then it was like sort of breaking down and we gave a crazy guy a hammer and he just like has been hacking at the engine for 4 years. And Joe Biden, like whether you like him or not, he's at least a mechanic. He's like, give him the wrench and let him see if he can do something. Because this other guy is just like, he's taking a dump under the hood. There's like, he's not a president.
And the more we dislike him, the more his base likes him. Like everything we dislike, like the dancing is insane. So we're obviously going to make fun of it. And then he posts the dancing and everyone's going crazy. Like, what an awesome dancer. So it's like, okay, whatever we think, they think the exact opposite right. about us.
Yes. And that is my biggest problem is that like, I think it's because of him that we've retreated so far into the corners. Like, after the morning after Trump, that old episode that we did, we talked about how we needed to like try to connect with people and bring them back to reality. And I feel like 4 years of him has pushed them even further away from reality. Like now it's just so tribalized that we're not ever going to be able to connect with someone because as soon as you hear that they voted for Trump, you're like, oh, we're like not on the same team. We stand for none of the same things. We fundamentally hate each other. And that's not where
tearing
we're
tearing families
to.
Apart.
Yeah. It's not where we're supposed to be. But then, all right. So here's my other thought is just that at this point I'm disappointed in America, but as long as Biden can eke out the victory, as long as we can get this guy out the fuck out of there, that put like I guess I'm ready to be tribalized. Like I don't care about these deplorable Americans that tried to elect a racist rapist. As long as he's gone, as long as they're sad, I'm happy. There's a lot of them. There's a fuck ton of them. But I'm just like, they're not my friends. I don't know them. They're gone. They're nothing.
This morning. this morning I started following some of them because it's like, ooh, I didn't want to follow them for 4 years as they were bragging, but like, it is kind of fun to see in my timeline of someone being like, we could still win Arizona. And then suddenly I'm the one saying like, how? Like to them, I'm like, ooh, this is fun. I get to troll the trollers a little bit.
Have you been reverse trolling?
Yeah, well, it's not reverse trolling. I was the original troll. They were reverse trolling me. Still no responses from the guy that runs Students at Trump or another sort of white supremacist-looking guy who I started to follow by searching for MAGA, Iowa, stuff like that.
So but, you, no one's
I feel like I'm getting under their skin.
No one's responded to you yet.
No, God, no. Yeah, they wouldn't do that.
Are you waiting for that Biden W and then you're really going to go ham?
Well, everything they're saying is like what we would say. Like, imagine they were as sure as we were that their candidate was going to win. So, like, imagine we wake up and Trump won by 25% of the vote. We'd be like, this is fucked up. This is rigged. This is not right. And then if Biden was like, we looked at the polls and something is really messed up, we would also be like, what the hell? What should we do? Like, we got to revolt. We got to do something about it. And that's exactly how they feel. They feel like their election was stolen. The leader says so. The leader claimed Pennsylvania when there was still over a million votes.
I hereby claim victory. Yeah. Stop the votes. Stop the counting in Pennsylvania. Recount in Michigan. Recount in Arizona. Stop it in recount Wisconsin. Stop in Michigan. Stop Pennsylvania.
We're only down by 100,000 in Arizona. We got to keep counting. Meanwhile, we're up by 10,000 in Michigan, which I feel like is insurmountable. So let's stop there. It's so clearly orchestrated, telestrated. Who can not see this guy for the con man that he is?
I think that's part of the issue is that everyone knows he's a con man. And like you're saying, it's like, because we're the two teams, it doesn't matter if they like him or not, or think that he's lying or not, because what he's doing, what they want him to do, is get under our skin and piss us off and own us. And that's, as long as he's doing that, his craziness is like what they expect and want.
Yeah.
It's like,
I wonder if his, like, this team is like egging him on, or like, are they telling what to do, or is it like they're treating like a baby with a shotgun and like, all right, easy, just relax? Or is he like the star of the football team where they're like, yeah, fucking Donald, tell him, say you fucking won Pennsylvania. You're the man. You could do whatever you want.
I don't know. I really don't know.
And then they have to walk behind him cleaning up his mess. Rudy Giuliani has to like walk around him with a fucking dossier filled with empty papers, like trying to like reverse justify. So here's what happened. They didn't tell us where the polls were being counted, so stop counting the votes that already did count, and that'll go to the Supreme Court. And then I think there's something else ruffling through a fucking manila envelope. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes. Yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah. I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog. And it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite? Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah, mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Wow. Very exciting.
Jake, did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they just completely forgot about?
I did know that, but only because we've done one of these ads before, and I was floored when I found out.
Yeah, streaming content, you download an app to learn a thing, and then 13 months later, you're paying $6.95 for a flexibility course that you haven't taken since 2022. Mm-hmm.
You're stiff as a board. I mean, my God.
That's going to happen. Well, thank you, because Rocket Money is a personal finance app.
That's right.
That finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower those bills so you can grow your savings.
Beautiful.
Rocket Money sort of scours your bill. They say, get rid of this, this, that, and the other, and then you can suddenly find yourself with some extra cash in your pocket.
Exactly right.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. Holy smokes.
Really good.
An average of $740 a year when you use the app's robust features. You found some stuff on Rocket Money that you canceled, right?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, you don't have to name names, of course, but like what you saved, I thought you said close to $1,500, $1,600 a month.
That's, hey, easy does it.
A lot of gray area, okay. Quasi-legal,
no,
kind
no.
of dangerous subscriptions that Rocket Money me. Found.
That wasn't me.
And canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually now I want them back.
I'm scared without them. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments. That's rocketmoney.com/segments, rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Rocket Money.
Didn't you, like, this is the experience I had, like, as I'm watching, like, Biden be up and, like, up, like, 10,000 in Wisconsin or whatever, like, it had the same feeling as when I would, like, watch a Golden State Warriors game and they were down by 4. And it's like, yeah. That's the same as them winning by 10. Like it's something is going to happen. This guy like will pull out a victory and I can just see this lead going away. And then for some reason, then like, you know, Biden's down like a couple hundred thousand votes in Ohio. And I'm like, all right, well, are there any liberal places left where we can get some?
Turns out there were not.
So, when you're behind, I'm like thinking that Biden can pull off a miracle. And when Trump is and Biden is up, I'm just thinking that he's completely fucked.
So were you awake? This was like 2 a.m., 3 a.m. Pacific time. I don't know what your sleep schedule was. Were you awake when they realized that Wisconsin was slowly coming back to Biden because they were like counting? They got the data dump of votes from Milwaukee.
No, I went to bed before that because they were like on all of these places, they were basically like these liberal counties are left, their absentee ballot is left, but they aren't counting it yet. And it's like, these are going to be reported tomorrow. And I was just like, I can't just stay up and watch like Trump continue to run up these numbers. I need to just go to bed. I woke up in the middle of the night and I was like, don't look at your phone. Don't look at your phone. Don't look at your
it's
phone.
Too late.
You won't be able to.
The minute you're awake. Yeah.
And then I looked real quick, and I saw the Wisconsin thing, and I was like, I was able to sleep just because I remember in 2016, I went to bed before they called the election, and I was like, maybe I'll wake up and it will be a miracle. But like it was, the writing was already on the wall. And instead I woke up at like 4 a.m. and I like just saw that they had like called Florida and it was like, basically it was over. Mm-hmm. So I woke up to knowing that it was over. And this time I woke up to knowing that we wouldn't have an answer, which is kind of how I went to bed. So it was good. Ultimately.
So what was your sleep schedule?
I went to sleep pretty early. Like I think I went to bed around midnight.
Oh, wow. That is early.
And I woke up at 7.
Oh, wow. So fairly normal sketch.
Fairly normal, except for the 20 minutes I spent at like 4 a.m. on my phone. But
yeah,
even then I was just like, Okay. Trump didn't win. That's all I needed to know.
Yeah. I was going to go to bed around one, and then they were like, Wisconsin is walking in with hard drives filled with new votes, and we're going to get those to you right away. I'm like, all right, it's 1 a.m. I'm just going to keep going. And then the votes finally came in at 2, and it's like, all right, Biden's in the lead in Wisconsin, and we're supposed to hear from Michigan soon. I'm like, all right, let's fucking stay up till Michigan. And then suddenly it's like 3:30 in the morning. I'm like, this is absurd. They're not counting anymore. Everyone is asleep in Pennsylvania. I'm going to go to sleep too. I go to sleep at 3:30. I wake up at 7:30 to check, and it's like, Michigan is flipped too. I'm like, all right, now I'm like in it. I like wake up completely. I only slept 4 hours.
Wow. So you're all day watching TV, looking at your phone, looking at your computer. Have you like taken your eyes off of a screen today?
Yeah, very minimally. Wake up seeing Michigan. That's great news. And then just waiting on Pennsylvania slowly trickling in. By the way, there's like full states that are just like sitting at like North Carolina. Just do something already. You're at 95%. There's like, what, 100,000 votes left? What's going on there, North Carolina? I'm like flicking the map. Like, do something.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know.
I'm like, all right. So Georgia is 91%, but you know, very blue states votes coming in, crunching the numbers. How much is left? How much does he need to win? And then like 91% reported becomes 92%. Okay, so they are awake. Let's just keep counting and we'll get it all out. Now we're going to take a break. Yeah, like, what are you doing? So, like, the future of fucking American democracy is riding on you guys. Are you counting but not reporting? Reporting but not counting?
And this is the other thing. Like, are they not allowed to make a better process? Like, I feel like Trump talking so much about, like, the vote count and the, like, absentee ballots, all of this stuff. Like, why not just do a really good, efficient job and then he won't be able to say that stuff. Like, I don't want him to be setting the stakes. He shouldn't set the rules. But couldn't we just have reported Michigan really, really fast? What if they're like, we know it's going to be tough, but let's just count all the votes, the absentee ones, right away. And then
I think they didn't know to what extent they'd be for Joe. Like, they assumed it would be pro Biden, but they didn't know if it was 80-20 or 90-10 or even more. They cheated, quite frankly.
So
they
the
election.
How are you feeling? Do you feel like Biden's gonna win?
Yeah, I'm feeling confident that Biden's gonna win. I hope it happens tonight, because I don't want to go through another night of like waking up in the middle of the night just to check to see what's going on. Like, are they counting? Did it call? Did it do what? I mean, he's so fucking close. I don't know why Arizona. I guess Arizona's doing another one of those dumping information into the system soon, so maybe that'll
9 p.m. 2.5 hours.
That'll get the New York Times and CNN to call Arizona for Joe, hopefully. And then it's just literally any other state. Georgia, I'll take. Pennsylvania, I'll take. Nevada. Nevada's just sitting there waiting for the fucking postman to show up. Like, yeah, the mail is supposed to be coming today. We'll probably get around to it tomorrow.
Why is Nevada, like, Nevada isn't supposed to be close. That one's supposed to be a Democratic one.
That's weird. I mean, he is, unlike every other state where he's behind, Joe is already in the lead there before the votes come in. So, like, you can almost make a case that you can call that if you can call Arizona. But they want to be extra careful, because if they call Nevada, they call the entire fucking election. And if you're wrong about that, you're fucked.
Yeah. And I guess part of the problem is that Trump, like, because they can't call this stuff, Trump is just able to like, point to that, them not being able to call it, and then, like, the counts being hard for people to understand, he's allowed to just say that it's wrong. So it's annoying that it can't just be like, you know, a wave of good information for us that he can't repudiate.
He just has to slowly tiptoe towards the finish line, that by the time it gets there, they'll be like, yeah, we've already fucking known for a day. Just say it already. And then once they do, then it's back to the fucking courts and seeing if Trump can steal it in a way that isn't. I mean, I hope the Republican senators and lawmakers start turning on Trump. Some of them already have, based on his comments of like, we are winning in Pennsylvania. Chris Christie's like, yeah, he probably shouldn't have said that. And Mike Pence is like, well, we have to count the votes, right? We're not that fucking insane, are we?
Get in line, Pence!
Sorry, yes, sir.
No, for sure.
My bad.
I was just saying, everything kind of hinges on, yeah. No, I was saying that, like, yeah, you should count the votes, but I think you want to, too. Not the bad ones. No, not the bad ones. I mean, what's a bad vote, if you think about it? There are no bad votes.
Always, like, just, like, the president means, like, oh, what are you talking about? The president just means this. The president means that you can't count votes that were mailed, that were universally mailed.
No, you very in very plain letters wrote, we are claiming Pennsylvania. We cannot keep counting the votes of Pennsylvania. That's the most anti-democratic thing a president has ever claimed.
Looking at his Twitter feed, it's just like all of the tweets are labeled as false information. You have to click through all of them.
Yeah, I said it's like the end of Terminator, where he's turning into all those things that he used to be in lava, like right before he dies. So Trump is like slowly dying, and he's just like, oh, it's rigged. Also Benghazi. Oh, check her emails. Don't count the votes. Count the votes. And then he'll like turn into just molten metal or whatever
collusion.
The hell he's made out of. No collusion. No Which Pennsylvania, one? No Georgia, and most importantly, no collusion.
What if this one other state thing is frustrating, because I just feel like Georgia is going to be tough to pick off. Pennsylvania is going to piss me off somehow.
But now they're saying Pennsylvania is going to be firmly Biden by the time they get through it. Like, it went from 74% recording to 86, and he's cut into a 700,000 vote lead to 300,000. So they're saying he's going to catch up with some room even to spare.
Let's hope.
The cities will save us. Detroit, we'll never forsake you. Milwaukee, thank you. Philadelphia, Atlanta, all the big states. And Arizona, saving the day. Who knew?
Yeah. Cities, that's where it's at. The Electoral College is bad. The senatorial system is awful. That's insane. There's no reason on earth that we should have two senators from every state. Why did they do that?
The system is so bad. Joe Biden is up 72 million to 68 million. That is good. We don't need to keep sweating.
They should do American Idol rules. That is it. Why do they do an electoral college?
Supposedly it's more fair, but I think it probably overcorrects it and becomes almost too reliant on smaller states.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that you carry a state like California 65 to 32 should be worth more than winning, like, Ohio by 8 plus, I don't know, what's another big, Texas by 4.
Yeah. God, I definitely have had enough of, like, we could win Texas, we could win Florida, these, like, flipping states for the first time. Just every single election, they're always talking about how it's like the Democratic dream of flipping Texas, and it could happen this cycle.
Yeah. I mean, Texas is a lot closer than like Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama.
Yeah, and we won't flip those ones either. Like,
so I guess we just have to keep hammering on Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, the big 10 states.
Yeah, we're just Philadelphia, Detroit, Madison and Milwaukee.
Trump barely won Florida against Hillary. I assumed sexism plus mishandling of the coronavirus would equal a 2% jump in the other direction. Instead, he grew in Florida.
That white Cuban American vote, though.
Yeah, what the hell? Cuban Americans? I didn't even think about specifically how they vote and who they vote for until they completely and utterly let Joe Biden down.
Yeah.
I guess it's an anti-communism thing. They all come from a communist country, and they hate communism.
Which should, in theory, be fine, because Biden's not one.
What are your thoughts on Trump, though? Do you like him, or is it just like a vote for the lesser of two evils situation?
You're just voting for the guy that told you the other guy was a communist. You didn't think at all. You didn't look into your own heart and say, but is the other guy a communist, or is it just in that guy's interest that I believe that he's a communist? Which one is it?
We're so fucked. So we're surrounded by 70 million Trump supporters. That's too many.
Fortunately, we're not surrounded by them. They're out there on the outskirts.
I mean, I looked at LA. I'm like, it's not like 90-10. It's like 70-25. There's still a million Trump supporters in LA.
Yeah, no, they are among us. That's definitely true.
Not okay.
It is. Yeah, it's not. But you know, right. I think as long as we can squeak out that victory, as long as we come away with him going away, yeah. that's the whole ball game. That's all that matters.
Can you
I wish
imagine
it were better.
A world,
but it's
a world where he concedes, where he like sticks around and lets Joe into his White House, and they meet their wives and talk about a peaceful transfer of power. No, yeah, he's gonna like be kicking and screaming and crying. What's the thing of like the militia walking in there and forcibly removing him? That'll be pretty fun to see.
I hope that happens. That'd be incredible. But like, also that could not happen. They could be like this. It could just end up ruining our democracy. So we'll see if that happens. That'll be interesting. That'll be a fucking nightmare. So,
and then I guess the Senate race in Maine had the Democrat winning every single poll by like 5-11, and she lost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Is there a secret, what's her name in Maine, the Republican senator that
Susan
won?
Collins?
Yeah, is there a shy Susan Collins vote in Portland, Maine that we don't know about too? Is that what it is? Is that what gave Maine her a Republican Senate seat? I have no idea.
It's wild. I have no, that makes no sense to me. She's so unpopular.
Maybe they did fudge. I can also accuse people of cheating. It's fun.
Oh yeah, that's possible. Did they, you guys, they like, lost a bunch of votes. Wrong. They lost a bunch of Portland, Maine votes. Those were liberal votes. Those should be counted.
Yeah. Is there any truth to this 300,000 USPS ballots that are somewhere out there?
I thought I like just read on Twitter that they weren't lost, that they were just like not scanned or not reported or something, but I can't recall now. Where were those 300,000 ballots from?
I don't remember. Florida, maybe. There's too much misinformation.
Yeah, we just need time to go by, but maybe, or in an ideal world, Joe squeaks out the win, gets 270 exactly. And then more time goes by and we continue counting and we continue to run it up. I want to rest easy and then get like the bigger W further down the road when they find more votes, when the absentees all come in. That's good. But I'm not waiting for it.
Yeah, if he gets Nevada, which people are assuming, that'll get him to 270 even. But he can also get Pennsylvania and Georgia, which would bring him over 300, which is what Trump, I believe, said was a landslide victory. So I guess it's a landslide.
If that happens, great. But if like Arizona and Nevada might be called tonight, and then it will be over.
That'd be nice. That'd be really nice. We could fall asleep, not have to wake up in the middle of the night, check our phones, go back to caring about sports like we used to.
God, will you start watching the EPL again?
Yeah, I guess so. I'll have to, you know, find some more hours in the day now that I'm not looking at basketball or polls that don't matter at all.
Yeah, polls don't matter. The only thing that matters is Harry Kane and Gareth Bale. What a strike!
Yeah, I'm looking. They're 0-8 this season so far, it looks like.
The Hotspur.
Yeah. They're actually not Spurs. Started supporting them. Holy shit. Harry Kane is blaming you for that. This is crazy. Chance. How does he know?
He knows who I am. That's awesome.
I guess he thinks you're a cursed fan, a cancer man. This is so cool.
God damn it.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for voting. I guess we can continue our podcast seemingly.
For now. I mean,
that's
we don't know.
That's another huge deal.
We don't know. I don't think we can make a call, actually.
Too close to call? Our podcast is too close to call.
The podcast is too close to call, but maybe we'll know on Monday.
I mean, before Arizona saved us yesterday, it was seemingly more likely than not we would have to end the show. So fortunately, we've come out of that hole.
Yeah. Well, let's do another show in Tempe because I want to reward Arizona, and we will never do a show in Florida.
COVID. All they talk about is COVID. And you know what? He's right. We're not talking about COVID today. So maybe he knows what we're talking about.
That's 100,000 cases today.
Whatever. All right. We'll be back on Monday. Joe.
Let's go.
Let's go. Go, go.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.